Dancing like stripper. I'm a half tipper. She dancing like stripper. Portugal, 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 Portugal. Go slow, go slow. Rock it like a pole. Wanna make me hit the high note. Tough word, I'm a beast. Tell me all your secrets. Put diamonds on your ankle, red bottles on your feet. Whoa, 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 whoa. Ooh, whoa, whoa. She move her thighs like she work at G5. Wind it all around and throw it to the side. Put on my Cuban links, yeah, I'm about to hit this on the sink, yeah. Firing on her seat, yeah, she get gifts once a week, yeah. Told me that it's all mine, mine, mine. She know that's my favorite line, line, line. I gotta turn this left off, left you in the dark. About to knock this out the park.
She dancing like a stripper, yeah. Ooh, she dancing like a stripper. She dancing like a stripper.
Listener-supported, non-commercial radio from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn. Listener-supported, non-commercial radio. Impact is a pre-recorded show.
And say welcome to Impact, the show about people and groups making an impact in their community. I'm your host, Mark Hall, here at WHFR on the campus of Henry Ford College, Dearborn. And I'm joined today by the lovely Miss Gwen Thomas. Hello, Gwen.
Hi, thanks for having me today.
Well, I say thank you because you are our show and you bring such a wealth of knowledge about how people can get their education at an affordable way. So tell us, the Black Friday Scholarship Boot Camp. I saw your information and this just jumped at me. It's like, how can you not put her on the air? Who are you and what are you doing?
Well, let me just say that a little bit about the Black Friday Scholarship Boot Camp and how I created the program. The Black Friday Scholarship Boot Camp, we're in our fifth year. It's an important event that we host in Detroit, Michigan every year. And Black Friday is the day following Thanksgiving. And you know, America is out purchasing Christmas gifts. I mean, people are everywhere. They wake up early in the morning and they go out and they spend money and they shop till they drop.
The pinnacle of consumerism, they say.
Yeah, so we want people to think differently. If they have young people that are teenagers, that are in college, college bound, we want them to think about staying in the black as opposed to getting in the red. While America is out shopping for Christmas gifts, we have high school students that are college bound and college students shopping for scholarships and learning how to change their trajectory of going to college and being in the red, getting loans and getting in debt to going to college debt free.
Now, there's so much information being shared now about trying to get people not just going straight away into college and taking on the most humongous loans, but there's talk of bolstering trade schools.
Absolutely.
And community colleges.
I know where you're going.
Who do you offer your information to? Is it across the board? Are university scheduled people or people as well going to trade schools?
We offer it to young people, period, who are trying to make a decision. Is college the right choice? Is vocation the right choice? Students who want to go back to school, students who are currently in school. We also want to talk to corporations and stakeholders in our community because so many times people are just not aware. And I've taken on the challenge to collaborate with as many people and educate people about, we've got to think differently about education and employability and making sure people think out of the box. And going to college is for some people, it's not for everybody, but at the end of the day, if there's a student who goes into vocation or goes into manufacturing, a pipe fitter, a plumber, we want those young people to also think in terms of taking it to the next level. When they become in that field, they may want to be entrepreneurs. So at some point, if you take over your father's plumbing business, you still at some point may have to go to a community college or get a certification. Education is still going to be paramount in any journey that you take, because you want to make sure that you're running that business right. If you're in a manufacturing job, maybe you want to move on to management. At some point, to be competitive, you're going to have to get that certification. And so it might take you, you know, going to a few classes and things of that nature to make sure that you're on the right track, or making sure that you can be continue to be gainfully employed. So a lot of times people forget the big picture. And the big picture is to make sure that you become gainfully employed. There's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. That pot of gold is retirement, is taking care of your family, is putting money in the bank, is making sure you get scholarships. We want to keep people in the mindset of staying in the green.
And speaking of people's mindset, let's clarify for anybody's mindsets, because it's a cynical world. Sometimes I'm the most cynical of us. But what you're doing, your organization, you are a 501c3.
I'm a nonprofit, yes.
So you are doing this for the people.
I'm doing it for the people.
But as I understand, in the beginnings, the roots, there was one person in particular who yet and still remains most important in your world that got you along this path.
Well, you know, I was in the shoes of so many people right now who have young people, and, you know, they're thinking, well, you know, I want to make sure that I help my son get into college. I provide what he needs to be successful in high school to get to college. You know, can I make a contribution and pay tuition? You know, I had to think about all these things. Is it my responsibility? Is it his responsibility? As a parent, I feel obligated. I felt obligated to do something like most parents do. But my mindset was of the fact that the cost of college is becoming out of reach for middle-aged America, middle-class America. I don't think I want to take my last investments or my last money and sink it into a college or a university. And, you know, I might not get a return, or, you know, the interest rate is going to eat up whatever profitability there is. So one of the things I said, well, you know, I was starting to hear a little bit about scholarships. When I was going to college, you know, I put myself through school. I didn't know about scholarships to almost the end of my education. And I got scholarship to pay my last year of college, I think last year and a half. And I never applied until someone came to me and says, how come you're never applying for scholarships? You've got the grades. You should have been on scholarship when you got here. And I said, well, I didn't really know. No one was there to say, hey, I got a scholarship. Let me just tell you, Mark.
Please.
Let me tell you how in the dark I was. I got a scholarship to MIT and didn't go. I got a scholarship to MIT and didn't go because I was playing around in high school. We were doing physics, just playing around, just hanging out in the physics club. I don't know. I didn't know. No one said, do you know what MIT is? When I got the information, I was like, I'm not doing science. That's for boys.
Oh, goodness. Now that's another conversation we could have.
That's another. But just mind you, go back to the 70s. And I'm like, why do they want me?
Well, not in your case. We're talking 90s.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course. But the bottom line was, there was nobody to say, shake me up and say, girl, have you lost your mind? This is MIT. And I didn't go, and I did not realize what that was, or MIT and the breadth of that university, until 20 years later.
And with all due respect to parents and loved ones, they didn't know.
My parents didn't know. I was the first of my, I was a first generation college graduate.
Hello.
So I didn't have anyone to tell me, so I didn't go. And I was like, I lived in the era of, I wanted to change the world, you know. We were all about politics and social justice, you know. You know, that's kind of where we were. And then when we got the rude awakening, when I graduated and Ronald Reagan was in office and you couldn't get a job. You could not get a job anywhere. And so I was one of those.
The more things change.
Yeah. And I was one of those people. I got student loans and, you know, I got student loans and I can't find a job. And I took a job in finance, financial planning with a top broker, brokerage house, and didn't know the breadth of that situation. But long story short, getting back to your original question. And so I directed my son in scholarships and started having the conversation with him early. And, you know, I told him, listen, the way at the rate we're going, the cost is astronomical. And so I think you're going to have to get scholarships to pay for college. I planted that seed at, you know, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, he got his first scholarship to study abroad. And that came by way of just tinkering around on the computer, trying to figure out, okay, I've got to think of something structured for my son to do during the summer break. And we had a dialogue about what he wanted to do. And as a result, he was looking to go into acting, of all things, but I didn't want to. I wanted to continue to be supportive. Whatever it was, I was going to be supportive. And so, but my mind was, well, if he goes into acting and does acting this summer, then he could possibly study literature. And I made the recommendation. I said, well, if you study, you know, drama, then the root of acting is Shakespeare. And he was like, Shakespeare? I said, yeah, you should be a black boy, learn about Shakespeare. It's okay. You don't know where you might be in this world. And Shakespeare is a universal literature that crosses all kinds of demographics and cultures.
Brings people together.
Yeah. And so he didn't quite understand, but, you know, we had a dialogue and I said, well, you know, you'll learn about Paul Robeson and it was Lawrence Fishburne. I said, they studied Shakespeare. They played Othello and other characters. And he didn't know about those two individuals. And I had to share. So long story short, we applied for a scholarship. I was thinking it was Cambridge University in Massachusetts. So I wasn't thinking. And so it actually was the Cambridge University in the United Kingdom.
Hello.
And so he ended up getting a scholarship. And when he came back from his trip abroad, he had matured and had this love for literature and reading. And it was what I needed.
And how old was he?
He was 14.
Going overseas.
Right.
Talk about being that supportive mom.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been progressive with when it comes to education with my son, because I think that it might have stemmed from things that I didn't know when I was coming up and how I could have benefited. I obviously think it could have been from that.
That's the first nature of a
yeah.
parent.
Mm-hmm.
You want for your loved ones what you didn't have for yourself.
Right. And so, you know, as a result, it changed him. And we continued to have the conversations about scholarships all through high school. And so when it was all said and done, at the end of the day, he got more scholarships than any student at West Bloomfield High School when he graduated.
Well, you had to whet his appetite going overseas at 14. I was like, well, this can actually happen.
It can happen.
I can see the results of putting myself out there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what you can share with people who come to the Black Friday Scholarship Boot Camp.
We have so much information to share. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Because one of the things, going back to what we were talking about, vocation, what I'm hoping to do this year is to make sure that we give both parents and young people an idea, according to the Department of Labor Occupational Outlook, what the top careers are, what the top, let's say, 25 or 30 careers are, because we want students to get a return on their investment when they go to college, but we also want them to know in 4 years, these are where the jobs are going to be, in 8 years, these are where the jobs. And so, and then we've also gone, so we'll have the Society of Human Resources as an organization. They'll come and share that information. But we've also gone too long with companies that are million-dollar companies that are at the end of blocks in urban neighborhoods, and people never know who those companies are. You've passed a particular company, you know, every single day. You know they have a big fence up. You know, you see people drive in and you see people drive out at 5 o'clock. But, you know, we've got to make sure that these companies begin to realize your next workforce is in the block down the street from where you have your major business or around the corner. We need these companies engaged in their community. Invite those young people in and say, oh, by the way, we're a manufacturing firm. We provide widgets to General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler, and this is what we do. And if corporations are doing what they're supposed to do, then they should be looking for their next generation of workers, managers, and that kind of thing. So, you know, you don't see enough companies, especially making the investment in minorities right in their community.
Now, as I look at your material, I'm seeing just a few sponsors here, but I understand the well goes far deeper.
Yeah, so we've got, we work very closely with Oakland University. You know, Oakland University shines for their robotics program. Mm-hmm. And so they have a program that they work with young people. You know, a lot of the companies, or I should say a lot of the universities now who are, you know, trying to be engaging are reaching to the eighth graders now and the seventh graders to give them an early orientation to careers in engineering and computer science. And so a lot of them are invited onto campuses for competitions and that kind of thing. So we have a great relationship with Oakland, and it's growing, and we're excited. They'll be there this year with their robotics demonstration and display. We are also partnering with Comerica Bank. I can't say enough good things about Comerica. They have been great corporate partners with me since I came with the idea of having this event. And the event goes back to, you know, I had an idea because I was successful in helping my son win $500,000 in scholarships.
Hello.
And that $500,000 in scholarships were direct scholarships. It wasn't, you know, you hear students, they say, well, you know, this person won $2 million in scholarships. You can't use more than $500,000 unless you're going to medical school in education. You just can't. It doesn't add up. Medical school is $350,000 alone. So, you know, those are the expenses. But his education, those scholarships paid for his undergrad degree at Morehouse College, his graduate degree at Johns Hopkins, and him the opportunity to study abroad to approximately 30 countries. And so as a result of that, I started getting inquiries from, you know, both friends and young people in the community and their parents. And, you know, they were asking questions like, can you help my son? Can you help my daughter? And I would, you know, I started off having, you know, just coffee, meeting people at Panera Bread in West Bloomfield. And then it grew from there to the West Bloomfield Library. And then it grew from there to, you know, other places. And I called a buddy of mine over at a few, well, I won't name the companies, but I called a few corporate people and I told them, listen, I have a pilot and, you know, can you help me? And we went out in the community and people came and it grew and it grew. And so we've now had this Black Friday event. We have about 400 people who come out for this event.
Obviously, something from passion and love that demand required structure to eventually at some point, and you've taken it, run with it, and now it's just amazing. And so as I understand it, you're definitely opening the young people's minds. How does your track work when someone comes, a parent brings their young one to an event? Are they together throughout the day? Do they separate and the parent goes to a tract on here's what you do for your child while the child learns what they can do?
Well, yeah, I'm glad you asked that question because it's important that the parent comes with the student. We want to make sure that the parents understand that they are needed to help their student, because even though the student might be turning 18, is 18 or 19, they have never worked. They've not prepared for the workplace. So let's just say a parent who has, you know, worked, they have some orientation of the workplace, the etiquette that's necessary, the responsibilities, the soft skills, that kind of thing. So parents can help students understand what skill sets they're going to learn and they're going to need in the workplace. You have a lot of students who now are, they don't have soft skills because they are on the internet all the time. They're texting. So they don't know how to communicate with adults. They don't know how to have face-to-face contact, you know,
social media and social interaction are two different things.
Right.
And one is actually hurting the other in so many ways.
So not just that, but we want to give parents the tools that they need when they leave us to be able to coach their own children. And sometimes they just need a little bit of advice. Sometimes parents just, they know some things, but they don't know where to start. This is a, you know, my book, for example, The Parent Smart Guide to Sending Your Kids to College Without Going Broke. I wrote the book as a result of demand. I was doing these workshops, and I think it was on our third workshop. I got a call. I had moved from Detroit and moved to Washington, D.C., and I got a call from the Charles Wright Museum, and they said, you know, people are looking for you. They're saying, where is that scholarship lady?
She can't leave. Come back.
And when I had a seminar, I came back to do a seminar there. It was about 500 people there. And, you know, a friend of mine stood in the back of the room, and so she says, well, when are you going to finish the book? And I'm like, I'm working on it, you know, just kind of cavalier. And I ended up going back and finishing the book as a result of leaving Detroit with an order for 200 books. So I came back and finished the book. And so the book has been out. The Parent Smart Guide to Sending Your Kids to College Without Going Broke provides vital scholarship information, college readiness information, for both parents and students.
And now that people have heard about this, we want them to, you can do this. If you happen to be at home right now in front of your computer or sitting down anywhere but driving, go where to find this?
It's on my website. And I know it's a little bit long, but it's freshperspectivesseminars.org. That's www.freshperspectivesseminars.org. And you'll, when you put that in, my photo will come up and the book will come up and you can register for the conference there. You can purchase the book. We ship all over the world. and literally all over the world now.
And also, if you are wisely looking to come to this seminar, again, the website, freshperspectiveseminars.org, and the phone number
is 609-474-4877. Again, it's 609-474-4877.
Now, perhaps I maligned social media too harshly just a few moments ago, but you can be found on social media.
I can be found on social media on Facebook. It's the Parent Smart Guide to Sending Your Kids to College. You can find me with Fresh Perspectives. You can find me Gwen Thomas, the author of the Parent Smart Guide to Sending Your Kids to College Without Going Broke. And then, you know, we were just talking about sponsors. I also have a great partnership with the Wayne County Community Reinvestment Act. It's a group of banks who give back to the community. And they recognize that what I'm trying to communicate with students and parents is, number one, the less debt that you have when you graduate allows you to buy a home, allows you to buy a new car. And so the banks realize that they don't want our students and families getting into debt. It affects their livelihood. It affects their credit. Sometimes students default on loans because, you know, they're assuming they're going to get a job, you know, when they graduate. And sometimes they don't think in terms of it might be 3 or 4 or 6 months before they actually, you know, get a job. And so they're not mindful that that loan payment is due like within a 30 days after graduating.
And don't think you're going to slide out of it. Rules are changing in general on a governmental level, and you just don't want to leave your parents hanging with your bill, do you? So if you're the one listening to this and your parents aren't, take this information to them. And if you're the parent, well, grab your kid and go.
Yeah, the students, you know, they really don't understand debt. They really don't understand that it will be 20 years paying off debt. And one of the things that as students transition, for example, from community colleges to four-year institutions, well, let's just say if they qualify for a Pell Grant, that Pell Grant is only going to pay a certain amount. Let's just say the cap might be $5,700 when they transition to a four-year institution. And then if the tuition is, let's say, is $10,000, they still got to come up with $4,300. And so, you know, we don't want them to say, well, you know, it's only $4,300. No, you should get scholarships. And what I teach in the book is a self-help tool. It's designed to show you what you need to do in order to prepare for scholarships and how to win scholarships. Students who come to my seminars and who read the book, if they read the book, not just buy the book, but if they read the book, they will win scholarships. I hear from families all over the world who say, thank you. You know, I won $5,000, I won $500, I won $10,000, I won $100,000. And it's possible.
So this is an investment that will pay for itself.
Small investment that will pay for itself.
How long did you spend writing this book?
Well, I had been writing the book just a little bit every night for about 6 months. And then when I got that order for 200 books, I went back and I finished the book up and I wrote every day for 2 months.
And how much research, reaching out to people?
Well, the thing that was great is that I kept the research as I was going along. See, I started the research when my son was on his journey to college, and I kept a folder, and I started putting all the information about scholarships in a folder. And this is what I tell both parents and students, to just start keeping a diary or keeping a folder and put that information. And so when it's time to apply for that, scholarship, then, you know, you'll have the opportunity to get it in timely.
And I want to repeat the name so people know what they're looking for. This is Gwen Thomas's The Parent Smart Guide to Sending Your Kids to College Without Going Broke. Maybe I can't speak correctly, but you can read this title when you, A, go to the website, freshperspectiveseminars.org, or if you happen to be in the Michigan area this time, November 23rd, that's a Friday, starting at what time of the day? 8 a.m.?
8 a.m., the early bird catches the worm.
The Black Friday Scholarship Boot Camp. Get down and knock out 12 hours of your time talking
Don't
in
say
a route.
12 hours, that sounds so long.
Maybe, but the time spent after the boot camp, there should be time spent talking about what you review.
Right.
Review.
Right.
This book isn't just a book. This is the best textbook you're going to have for getting some textbooks. So spend your time. Now you set me straight. How long should they look at on average for the seminar?
Oh, the seminar starts at 8. It will go to 5 o'clock.
Okay.
In the morning, we have workshops designed to talk to students about the top careers. We will talk to students about FAFSA, ACT, MCAT, LSAT, Fulbright, what a Fulbright scholar is, how to globalize your education, how to become a scholar and globalize your education so you can be globally competitive. We will do a writing symposium. We will have a program designed for sophomores and juniors in high school, unplug their future, find out what they're interested in, and find out what careers match their interest. What else? We will have some great speakers. We have a great day. We will serve lunch. We have a great day lined up.
Continental breakfast.
And it's free.
So people, I'm trying to think of an excuse somebody could have. Yes, I understand work schedules. Believe me, I understand work schedules. That's why we're coming to you now ahead of time. Friday, November 23rd at, where's this going to be? Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History.
In Detroit.
315 East Warren Avenue. So
we want those churches in Michigan, up in Flint, up in Pontiac, up in Grand Rapids. You know, get the church bus. Come on down I-75, I-94.
275, whatever
275.
It takes.
Get on the Aretha Franklin Freeway and come on down.
Now, folks, if you're in Cleveland or even Chi-Town, I would recommend making this trip. But let's talk about, has this just been a Detroit?
Well, we had a different program we did in Baltimore called Pursuing Your Dream Scholarship Boot Camp. We did that this year in honor of the Martin Luther King 50th anniversary. And so we had that in April at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum. And so that was very successful. So we are working and looking for partners all across the world.
Hint, hint.
Yeah, we did a program similar in Roatan in Central America. So Roatan is near Honduras. The mainland is
Educate
Honduras.
Educate me, please. Was Roatan its own country?
Roatan is an island, and the mainland to that island is Honduras.
Okay, now Honduras I'm familiar with.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a lot of people of color on the island of Roatan, and the executive director of a company called the Abundant Life Foundation read about me in the Chronicle of Philanthropy and said, hey, will you come? She contacted me, and I didn't know where Roatan was.
And okay, it's not just me.
Not just you. And she explained that, you know, they have a number of students that are college bound who want to find out information about coming to America and studying, you know, because the world normally looks at the United States as the premier higher education nucleus. And, you know, a lot of that's changing now because of politics in Washington, D.C. So I was able to go and help students in that area, not just find opportunities in the United States, but other opportunities across the world. For example, you know, if they're going into engineering to look at Germany, or if they're going into, you know, other areas, you know, computer science to look at Japan and that kind of thing. So
even if you're one of our WHFR's listeners who's tuned in to WHFR.FM, streaming or downloading this podcast, please know that there's more information to be found that could behoove you wherever you are, let alone you may choose to reach out to Ms. Thomas and see what could be arranged in your locale by going to her website, freshperspectivesseminars.org. There is the phone number, 609-474-4877. And for those of you here, maybe I say again, if you can't get off work, she's putting up some food, y'all. Send your kid. Prefer the parents to accompany.
Yeah, we really want the parents to come.
Because, you know, that is what fundamentally makes a difference in a child's mm-hmm. success. But let's see what we can do about picking brains and making sure a representative from the family goes and takes copious notes for the rest of the parents in the family or just upcoming students. The event is the Black Friday Scholarship Boot Camp. I'm repeating this so that you can Google this or ask Jeeves it, Yahoo it, whatever your case may be, anytime after, during this radio program or podcast. But again, it's the Black Friday Scholarship Boot Camp. It's going to be at the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History in downtown Detroit. That's Friday, November 23rd, 2018 this time. And the lovely Miss Gwen Thomas, who got her child off to Cambridge at the age of 14, did not know what MIT was and had the opportunity to go, but
many people didn't know that story, but they know it now, right?
Don't be ashamed of that, because I was raised to believe that ignorance is something that we all are, have. It's only those who are growing, who acknowledge their ignorance, can seek to fill their cup up. You're not only seeking to fill your cup up, but you're offering to help others fill theirs. Mm-hmm. So acknowledge where you were ignorant and where you are now raising up others. Mm-hmm. Salute you. Mm-hmm. I sincerely salute you.
Yeah, see, I came from a family that we didn't put the money aside for college. So, you know, when I got information to MIT, I'm still thinking, well, we've got to get there and will we be able to afford it? So these are all the things, I guess, has been subliminally in the back of my mind in helping my son. So, but it's all good. And
there's a lot of young ones who were like, yeah, I'd like to go, but I don't want to put my parents out.
And we have to stop thinking like that.
And here's a means by which you won't have to put your parents out.
Right.
You will have to do some work on your part.
Mark, it's work. And a lot of people don't understand. It's work. If it was extremely easy, everybody would do it. So it's work. You got to put the work in.
Say it.
But when I tell you that it's worth every penny, it's worth every penny for me to just have bragging rights to say my son has traveled now. He's an adult. Young adult and has traveled to 100 countries.
And here's where the payoff, the return on investment, really kicks in. Because now her son goes to raise his children, mm-hmm. and he's already a step up on where mama was, mm-hmm. and what he can do for her grandchildren, mm-hmm. chillins. I'm yeah. sorry. But that's your return on investment. You're taking care of generations that haven't been born yet mm-hmm. by taking care of the first one. You take care of your parents by going ahead and going to school and getting that earning on and doing for them. But you have to put in the work. And why don't we start with coming to the seminar and finding out what will be the best way for you to get into school, what to do in school, what your interests will be. And while you're there, a textbook that you'll pass on. Again, the Parent's Smart Guide to Sending Your Kids to College Without Going Broke by Gwen Thomas. I said it right at the time. Gwen, something you were saying about people, young people not understanding what debt means. They have some idea, but because they haven't been in the world truly on their own yet, they don't have the true firsthand hurt of it that experience brings. What can you do to give them a better way of overcoming debt? Or
yeah, well, you know, the thing is, 70% of bachelor degree recipients leave college with debt. That's a high percentage. And so saying that, a lot of times students get hyped up about the wrong thing. For instance, you know, they get excited because they've been admitted to this wonderful school, but they're not understanding that you've selected that wonderful school. Congratulations on being admitted. But how are you going to pay for it?
Mom and dad are there.
Oh, yeah. They'll think mom and dad are there. And I call that mommy ships and daddy ships rather than scholarships.
Oh.
Okay. So what we want to do, we've got to begin to have families think differently. Not the traditional way that we know, go to college, get a loan. That's how we do it. No, you got to throw that out of the window.
So it's the new manner of,
yeah. Because,
what's the new paradigm?
Well, the new paradigm is this. They are looking for case studies with from students. You know, you've seen Shark Tank, for
yes.
example. And the student and the person who's come up with the invention, they go on Shark Tank and they're eaten up alive, or they are impressed with what that person has to offer. Well,
yes.
the colleges are looking for students they're impressed with.
Well, I got great scores on Fortnite. Doesn't that count?
They're looking for those great ACT, great SAT scores. They're looking that you've competed in a competition and you won this. You did that in high school. You won the robotics club. You're top of the line in the debate club. They want bragging rights.
You're talking citizenship.
Not just citizenship. That's important too.
Maybe I'm showing my age, but we used to call it that.
But not just that. They want academics, but they want leadership. See, at the end of the day, families don't understand the scholarships are not just coming from the universities. The work is with private donors, private scholarships. That's where you get the bulk of the money. See, the scholarships that are at the universities oftentimes are endowments. Okay, there are some federal dollars, there are corporate dollars who give it right to the universities. So it's a mixture of things. So at the end of the day, students have to understand how that game works, and they don't understand it. And so a lot of times, well, let's just say in the state of Michigan, well, 50% of the people who have kids in college today never went to college. So they don't understand the process. So it's not just going to college, it's understanding the financial responsibility of going to college or sending someone to college. See, we don't want people fighting their way out of poverty to go to college, and then they end up in poverty paying for it.
That wasn't the point of going.
Yeah. And so they don't get it because colleges are businesses. And this is my last point on this. I'm going to share with you. Let's
Please.
Do the math. Let's just say there's 30 colleges in a certain state. And let's just say each of those colleges offer psychology, for example.
Okay.
And let's say each year, those 30 colleges graduate 50 students each in that degree. So that gives you, what, 1,500? That gives you 1,500 graduates in psychology.
All competing for the same
jobs. All competing for the same jobs. And it might be one job per county per year. I'm just using it. One job. One job. Students don't understand that those other jobs are not going to turn over until someone retires. So that's why it's incumbent upon us, and I'm doing my darndest, to begin to work with human resource departments to share with me, oh, by the way, we've just created new software. We think this particular software, we're going to generate 400 jobs for this particular software. We're going to locate a facility in Detroit. We're gearing up in 2 years for this to be able to employ, you know, new coders. So it's important that we have those relationships, because I get students call me all the time. I don't have the capacity to track all of my students yet, but I do hear from families, and we hear from them as far as getting scholarships. But I want to be able to share with them, and I put it, as soon as I find out about a job, a fellowship, or anything like that, or internship, we send it to our network of students.
So this is what they say, what they're referring to when they say, take the long view. There's so many, well, I got to graduate college. Yeah, then what do you do? Well, I haven't gotten that far yet. Well, just like in playing chess, you need to start thinking 10 moves down the board already. In having these communications with people who are providing the job 10 years from now, you can start helping nudge students where to focus their energies.
You want them to focus.
Before they, or when they begin high school.
Sustainable careers.
Let alone before they begin college.
You know, some students should already be thinking, we have water problems in the state of Michigan. We've got to play the blame game in the public schools, in the municipalities. Although the majority of the jobs in water are in municipalities, but that's managing the water. We've got to get students behind the chemistry of the water, behind the evolution of what's happening in our environment. We need environmental justice people who are going to challenge. These are the students that's going to challenge these municipalities. You get students from the University of Michigan who say, oh, we're going to break this water down. We're going to see what's in this water. We're going to test this water. Okay, we've got to come up with new innovative ways to filter this water.
Tell people to tune in, pass this podcast around to all your struggling parent friends with their young ones. Where am I going to send my kids to school? Gwen Thomas has an answer for you.
And you know what, Mark? The other thing, too, is a lot of times we have families who say, oh, you know, we got it. You know, we don't need the book. You know, we've got the money. And then I hear from them later, like the second year, because they're not realizing that $25,000 that you just, you know, came up with for the first year, you got to pay it 3 more years.
So, and fortunes change.
And so that's $100,000.
Fortunes change. People may be on top, but a sickness.
Yes. That's right.
A closure of a corporation.
Right.
A closure of a nearby military base. I'm sorry. There are things. Have your backup plans.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And talk to somebody who can help you formulate a better plan.
Mm-hmm.
And you are seeking to share this planning, this structure. Who all is joining you? You're not doing all this by yourself.
No, as a matter of fact, I'm not. We have one of our ACT, SAT specialists who will be working with our young people that are in the eighth, ninth grade and 10th grade. You know, we encourage our folks to take the ACT and the SAT before the 10th grade. They tell you by the state to take it in the 10th grade. We have Mark Mayberry, who will be there from Exam Experts. We have Anita Saunders, who will be talking about college admission and what, you know, universities are looking for. I don't want to name all our speakers, but we have some speakers that will be coming from the energy industries, healthcare industry, agriculture, manufacturing, technology, water solutions to our community. So these will be professionals from those careers. We also have somebody from the Fulbright Foundation. The Fulbright Foundation is an organization for students who are, you know, eventually go to grad and PhD programs. But we want students to know about that program while they're in high school so they can know how to plan their career all the way to their PhD or all the way to their MD. So those are programs that we want to give them an orientation to very early. So we've got a number of partners. You know, thanks to our friends over at MGM and UAW, Ford Motor Company, you know, they're making it possible for us to do this program. And like I said, this is in our fifth year. You know, we're just a small organization. So, you know, Thanksgiving is National Giving Month. So anybody who's listening, who wants to make a donation, whether you're an individual, whether you're a small business, corporation, or other foundation, you know, you can certainly go on our website and make a donation. Every dollar goes back to our organization. So it's, you know, it's important because we are able to put on this free event only by way of donations.
The people who come, do they ever come back to bring younger members of the family?
Yeah, we have people who have come to every seminar we've given. I had a lady there last year. She says, I've been to every seminar you've given in Detroit, and each year I learn something else.
Okay, I was wondering, it would seem like it would be just me perhaps, but you don't just get it all in one go.
No, people have asked. They said, this seminar needs to be for the whole weekend. I'm like, we don't have the whole weekend money, but...
Again, that goes back to a very poignant fact I want to repeat. This is a 501c3.
Right.
You're doing this as a passion, a love, and it's a great thing. It's a selfless thing, and I can't say enough. I'm taken aback. That's why I'm really wanting people to catch this. Give them your website again.
It's www.fresh, and that's FRESH, perspectives, PERSPECTIVES, seminars, SEMINARS.org. We want to give people a fresh perspective.
Now, is your book just available on the website? Is there anywhere else to get it now?
We are just available on our website right now. We're finishing up our fight with Amazon. We'll finish it soon.
Okay, because this has to be made available.
Yeah, it's at a couple of colleges, but for the most part, we sell it on our website. And if there's any organizations out there who are listening, they purchase the books for their groups. You know, some of the universities have specialty programs, you know, like Gear Up, Upward Bound, Trio. They, you know, some of the schools, you know, purchase it and they give them out to their students.
Beautiful. Let me know when you're ready to record the audio book. I want to be part of this. The Black Friday Scholarship Boot Camp. At first, Black Friday, I was thinking it couldn't just be day after Thanksgiving, but that's when, as opposed to doing something of a consumer nature, this is the giving nature. This is truly Thanksgiving. Get your loved ones into school without going broke. And the Charles H. Wright, basically the campus of Wayne State University, just across the street.
Well, yeah, it's across the street. But Charles Wright Museum of African American History, We're so happy to partner with them. We are going to be working with them, and we have some great prizes that we're going to be giving out for students who stay the whole day, who participate in the whole thing. I mean, they will be so happy. A couple of wonderful gifts. So I can't announce it just yet, but this is this will be one of our best programs this year.
You're incentivizing this a great deal.
Well, it's Black Friday.
Between breakfast, lunch, and if you stay through the day, you get rewarded. If you stay through the day for information that helps yourself. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep. Bring money for your book, though, because we want you to leave with the book.
And think about making a donation.
Yeah.
Gwen didn't say it. I said it. Think about making a donation. Because this is something that you want your community to have access to. This lifts the community on a worldwide level. So I saw the more reason why getting you out here today was something I had to see come true.
It's been my pleasure.
We thank you. We wish you the best. And your son. So what is he doing now that he's... I know he doesn't... Mama, don't be telling all my business.
Well, I'm proud to say Cameron today is a U.S. diplomat, and he lives in Central America, and he's lived in Vietnam. He's lived in Italy. Right now, as we speak, he's in Madrid, Spain. He's traveled all over to Egypt, and he's traveled to India and Egypt and, oh, my God, so many places I can't even name. Japan and China and Africa and all over.
If you could see proud mama's face right now.
You know, the thing is, it's so important. You know, young people have to realize that there's life outside of Joy Road and Greenfield. There's life outside of a city of Chicago and life outside of St. Louis and life outside of Atlanta and all these places, Houston. We want them to realize it's a great big globe out here. And some company, you know, is looking for the kind of engineering student that say, oh, yeah, I can work in Houston. But, yeah, if you need me in Mexico, I can go to Mexico. Oh, you need me in Germany? Yeah, I can go to Germany.
So if you're ever wondering why they were insisting you take those foreign language courses... That's for your benefit. Mm-hmm. My teacher said it. I've already got mine. I'm here to help you get yours. And if you don't want to take it, I'll work with the kid who will. Mm-hmm. On November 23rd, there will be some people who have decided they want to get their own. Will you be one? There's a lady here who's offering to help you. Ms. Gwen Thomas, Fresh Perspective Seminar. Organization... Is just the Fresh Perspectives or
would Fresh Perspective Seminars is our organization. We have an offshoot of that, a new offshoot called Fresh Perspectives College and Career Readiness Program. We have a couple of things coming up soon next year. I'll have to come back to the show. We have something wonderful we're planning for next year.
The door is open for you.
Oh, thank you.
The door is. I'm expecting several of my relatives to show up after learning what you have to offer. Oh boy, they're probably going to slap me upside the head for not getting you to them before now. But and Mom, you'll get your turn at me, I know. But yes, Friday, November 23rd, the Charles H. Wright Museum.
8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Ms. Gwen Thomas on WHFR. This is Impact. Again, the book is The Parent Smart Guide to Sending Your Kids to College Without Going Broke. Vital College Readiness and Scholarship Information for Parents and Students. Go to the website to get this book, freshperspectiveseminars.org. You could wait until the seminar, but just think you've got over a month to start reading it before you show up. And that way you'll get that much more out of what you learned that day. There'll be sponsors there looking to share what they have to offer. You have speakers coming, some of whom you're going to keep in your back pocket until that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, this is going to be good. This is going to be good, and it's free. Find another reason not to come. I dare you. I dare you. Ms. Thomas.
Thank you so much for having me, Mark.
Thank you, ma'am. This is Impact.
Never fully understand what we've asked of our military service members or their families, asking them to put themselves in harm's way, to endure it all. But we do understand that it's our turn, our duty, to keep them secure for the rest of their lives. Wounded Warrior Project long-term support programs help our most severely ill or injured veterans live independently, at no cost, for life, so that they might stand at ease. Join us at findwwp.org.
For some people, difficult transitions like retirement, divorce, or loss of a loved one may contribute to feelings of hopelessness or even thoughts of suicide. The risk of suicide is even higher for men over 50 who've served our country, guys like me. Support from friends and family makes such a big difference. Every day, your actions could help save a life. Learn how you can help at veteranscrisisline.net.
WHFR, Dearborn.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR, Dearborn. Listener-supported, non-commercial radio.
Guys and dolls, you are at the malt shop with Daddy G. And we're going back to the 50s and the 60s. So hang those fuzzy dice on the rearview mirror, grab your favorite squeeze, and head on down to the malt shop. Where the jukebox is playing, and the kids are dancing. And here we are, back in the 50s.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Yeah. Well, my hand is shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own 2 feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up.